I just spilled water all over myself, but what's up? I'm glad you're here. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Entrepreneur State of Mind. I'm Isabel and I'm your host, and since you're here, let's talk business. So in one of my past episodes, I talked about the difference between product and service, and I also talked about some well-known product and service businesses. If you haven't had the chance to listen to it, I definitely recommend backtracking and listening to that once you get a chance. Because in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about product and service again. But in today's episode, I'm going to be giving you guys both product and service side hustle ideas. And if you're listening to this and you already have a business or a side hustle, I still recommend staying around just in case you hear some ideas you'd also like to try out. So I'm just going to go ahead and get started. And we're going to be starting with service side hustles. And I'm just going to read them right off the list. So my first one is dog walking / pet sitting. So this one's pretty basic, but it's one of the OG ways to make some money. Same with babysitting / house sitting. This is really easy. It's either watching kids or watering plants while families are on vacation. My next one is tutoring. So this is probably easiest with kids who are first learning to read or learning basic math. But if you're more advanced and passionate about other subjects, then you can probably make more money tutoring high school students or college students. It really just depends on your personal spectrum. The next one is resume building. So this is another relatively easy side hustle. It's a crazy, people don't know how to make a resume. So if you do, then you should definitely go with this one because a lot of people pay pretty good money to have it done for them. The next one is website designing / other Fiverr jobs. So if you sign up on Fiverr, you can do a lot of different jobs like ghostwriting, essay writing, video editing, animating, and a bunch of other things. It really just depends on what you specialize in. I personally recommend that you just look on Fiverr.com and you see what other people are selling as services and see if there's any there that you'd like to try out for yourself. My next one is landscaping. This can be all year round in summer and winter months. So in summer months, you can mow, garden, clean pools, paint fences, or if it's winter, you can shovel or blow the snow with a snowblower or salt the sidewalks. And the next one is personal shopping. So this can be really good for you if you enjoy shopping. You can just go and get groceries or pick up orders or just return purchases for busy families. And another one for busy families would be meal prepping. I've seen a lot of people on TikTok do this, and they just plan out meals for the week. And some people actually pre-cook the meals for them, but some just organize ingredients lists and recipes. My next one is social media managing. This one's popping off right now. This one's great for any of you who are on Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat and stuff for long periods of time. If you can edit pictures and pick out cute captions and relevant hashtags, then you can easily thrive with this job. Then my next one is itinerary building / trip planning. So this one's super fun. It's basically what travel agencies do, but with less liabilities. You can come up with fun things to do and cool places to eat around the area where they're traveling. This is really fun too, especially if you're always planning vacations with your friends. But my next one is dietitian advice / diet planning. So this is great if you know a lot about nutritional values. This is just building nutritional meal plans around your client's dietary needs. And that's also like my next one here, which is being a gym buddy / a workout trainer. So this is perfect for any of you that are at the gym all the time, if you're a gym shark. Because if you're already at the gym, then you might as well get paid to go with someone. This is just going to the gym with your client and keeping them motivated and encouraged to keep working out. You can also design exercise routines for them and track their progress. You can also just design exercise routines that fit their fitness needs. And my next one is makeovers / cosmetology. So this one's kind of broad. You can really do anything. If you're good at doing nails, hair, or makeup, this might be the way to go. You can have clients schedule appointments at your in-home studio, or you can go to their houses and do makeups for dances and things. But my next one is tarot reading / spiritual guidance. So I personally do this one, and I have so much fun doing it. I grew up around tarot cards, and I have done a lot of personal mastery. If you're into tarot cards and you're comfortable with your readings, then you can go ahead and give other people readings and charge them whatever price you're comfortable with. You can also help them with spiritual journey and guide them through their spiritual blocks if you know a lot about that too. But those were just some of my service side hustle ideas, and if any of them caught your attention, then you should totally go for it. But let's go ahead and start with the product side hustle ideas. So I'm just going to go ahead and read them off the list, but product businesses sell products, obviously, so I'm just going to list them, list some products, basically. I recommend that you sell something you're passionate about and also educated about, but if you're looking for ideas, I'm about to give you some, but I just want to make sure that you guys do your own research and become the master of your own product. So my first one would be cosmetics / skincare. This one's pretty trendy right now with Gen Z. This can be lip glosses, makeup palettes, skincare, eyelashes, and other stuff. But I think those are the four that are the most popular at the moment. The next one would be stickers and stationery. So this is also pretty popular. I know a lot of teens are designing and printing out their own stickers. Ebooks. So if you know a lot about basically any one subject in particular, you can write an ebook about it and you can sell it. Some subjects you could be like yoga, dance, vegan recipes, gardening, and basically any hobby you enjoy. My next one is crystals and tarot cards. So if you're into spirituality, you can find crystal vendors and tarot card wholesalers and resell their products. And my last one on this list here is baked items. So if you're a good baker, then you can bake birthday cakes, brownies, cookies, or whatever your specialty is. You can sell to neighbors, friends, teachers, and just people around your town. You can deliver them to people, or you can just have them pick it up from your house, whatever works for you. But those were just a couple of ideas for products. You can sell quite literally anything. You can sell whatever you're passionate about. I did give more service side hustle ideas for you guys because those are genuinely harder to come up with in my opinion. But if you want more product side hustle ideas, let me know over on Instagram at entrepreneur.state.of.mind. I hope this gave you some ideas for your next side hustle. If you try any of these ideas, text me on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out my spring break side hustle ideas episode or even my breakdown of product versus service episode. But I record these episodes to help you and anyone else out there that might be listening. It means a lot to have you here, so thanks for joining me. I'm Isabel, and this has been the Entrepreneur State of Mind. Okay, bye!